The intro.
Okay.
Right, fire away.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of the Data Protection Made Easy podcast with myself, Phil and Joe. And returning, we have Rebecca Balabaco. So it's good to have you back, Rebecca.
Yeah, thank you.
So this week's session was on AI and its potential impact on data protection and privacy. And I think it's been an episode that's been, you know, in the making for quite a while. We've been asked quite a lot for one on AI. And to be honest, I don't think an hour is long enough. But nevertheless, we gave it a good go. What were your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I'm seeing a lot of privacy professionals who are now being made responsible for like AI governance and the AI frameworks. And I think privacy professionals are really well placed to do that. But
whether
yeah, it's
like
still
it
a new,
not.
Whether they get any extra money for it or not, like I hope everyone who has this extra responsibility gets paid for it, but it's definitely, you have to learn more. You have to understand different technologies and different risks. And like, we have the background, we have the basis for it, but there is new stuff there for sure.
Definitely. Phil and Joe, what were your thoughts?
I thought it was great to get Rebecca back on again. It's always good to have, you know, a different perspective rather than just you, me and Joe. And yeah, and particularly somebody who's, you know, so, you know, well entrenched in this type of stuff. So it was great. We had some people joining late thinking that it started at 1:30 this week, but we could have gone on for another hour. Yeah. I mean, I thought it was a really good session because it was wide range. You had lots of interaction on the chat. We had people putting examples from different industries. That's really what this is all about, I think, the podcast. It's just kind of kicking these subjects around and stimulating thought and turning it over and having a look at it from a different perspective. So I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think as well, to put it into perspective, you know, we planned on talking through the principles and how AI might affect them and they might affect AI moving forward with organizations wanting to implement AI. And we didn't get past the first principle. While we did talk about accuracy and security, it puts a lot into perspective on how much there is to talk about it. And I think we gave it a good go, but it's just endless. And I think it's probably as... you know, reflection on everyone's understanding of AI and at the moment in time and you know how that's trying to improve, and it is improving slightly, but I think people's eagerness to implement AI and to explore it, it's a hard thing to keep up with.
Jay, what did you think? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I always enjoy these sessions, Phil. They're the highlight of my week. But it's always nice, isn't it, when we get someone on who has better expertise than us guys in a certain area. And it's always nice to just kind of refreshing, isn't it, to kind of pull on their expertise. You know, Rebecca, I think you've been brilliant over the last two sessions. So, you know, really thank you for coming on and taking time out of your day to join us.
Yeah, thanks. And I also really enjoy it because it's a different perspective for me, whereas I come in with the sort of like, how do you build the product? How do you engineer it? And then really like taking a step back and thinking about like, well, do you have lawful basis? It's like, oh yeah, that's a really good point. I also, Joe, I also really appreciated sort of like what we can learn already from privacy and how it applies to AI. Sort of like when you're thinking about consent, we've already seen these cookie banners and been thinking about them. And that can give us information about like, what sort of consent people actually want when it comes to AI.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really do enjoy having your perspective of things on these sessions, because Rebecca, because it's it is.
But not Joe. No, just kidding.
Yeah, never Joe.
You fit in very well, Rebecca.
Because it is just, you know, you really do have that practical knowledge and understanding, and you know what. We are probably more theorists than while we do explain, you know, how to put theory into practice, that is our job. You build it from the ground up and you really understand those intricate details. And while we can advise, you can see it. Does that make sense? So it is really refreshing to have you on. But yeah, thank you for joining us again. Hopefully this isn't the end, but I'll not set you in for another one just in case. I don't want to put you on the spot. But yeah, thank you for joining us. And Joe and Phil, thank you as ever. And we hope you all enjoy the session.
Yeah, can I just throw in one thing? If people want to join my newsletter, they can go to privacyengineer.ch. That's the Swiss domain. and sign up for my newsletter. And I send out articles on privacy engineering every couple weeks.
To be fair, I have read a couple on red teaming, on AI red teaming and privacy engineering red teaming.
That, that was a really good discussion last time you were on, was red teaming. It was brilliant. Yeah. Great discussion.
Yeah, yeah. There's one on AI as well. I'll forward it to you, Phil. I've got it open. But yeah, everyone, hope you got that, and we hope you enjoy the session.
Thank you.
And scene.
Very good. Very good.